been a while since we've just gotten to talk like this. Just been able to spend time together like this. No script, no agenda. Just you and me. Touching. Lying together in the dark. Taking our time with each other. I miss lying with you. Here. Snuggle a little bit closer. That's better. I don't want to get up. I don't want to burst this bubble. Once we get out of this bed, and then it's just feels like it's onward march. From the moment we leave the bed until the moment we stagger back into it late at night. Which kind of makes me think maybe I should be giving you more in-between sort of treats. More touches. More times I just check on you and ask you how you are. And you know that when I ask how you are, I always mean it. It's not just, I don't just ask it as a rote routine sort of thing. I'm interested in your answer. I'm interested in you. I hope you know that. My throat makes those little noises. I don't even care right now because you're here with me and I'm just stroking your back. I like to be I like to be your big spoon sometimes. And sometimes I need to be the little spoon. But right now, let me be the big spoon, okay? I'll rub your back. Kiss your neck. Snuggle my nose right in. Right into your neck. My hair's tickling. No hair. What's it good for? You want my hand to go stroke your hip? Okay. Confession. Yes, my hips are moving. I can't help it. I just like to be snuggled up with you. And as soon as I start thinking about you, my hips start kind of... do you call that grinding? I don't know what the kids are calling it these days. I just know it feels good. Do you mind if I grind against you a little while I rub your back and your hip? No? Yeah. You don't mind? My hand. You're pulling my hand forward? Oh, I like to touch you there. Oh, you feel so good. Warm. I can tell that I'm not the only one who needs to grind my hips. This is going a little faster than I promised I'd go really slow and take my time, but now you're starting to grind your hips too. You want to grind into my hand. Come on, baby, please. Push into my hand. Yes, like that. But I don't want to neglect you. This is for you. Let me touch you. Let me make you feel good. Kiss your neck. Let me push into my hand. A wet and splashy pussy. Splashy. That's not a word we use all that often, is it? Maybe I'm gonna bring splashy back. It's certainly an apt word. You're shivering. Here. I'm so warm, I'll cover you. put my arms around you. Maybe get the covers too. Oh, how does that feel now? Well, if we both have to start our day, at least we can start fresh. Maybe not fresh, but freshly orgasmed is a very good way to wake up. So, I'll just stroke your head and your neck. Oh, that's right, I meant to give you a nice head massage. Maybe next time, I'd love to do that. I just like to make you feel good. Make me feel good too. It's not I'm not doing some sort of self-sacrificing bullshit. Making you feel good makes me feel good. Just like sometimes you like to take care of me and you like to make me feel good. Same, same. We make each other feel good. And sometimes one of us does a little bit more of the overt work. But it all balances out because that's what we do for each other. So, in a few minutes, we'll get up and you want to take a shower together? Gosh, I could go back to sleep right now. No, I know I can't because I have to be at work in 30 minutes. Is that right? Oh. Ugh. I don't want to get out of this bubble with you. Just stay here with me a little bit longer. Maybe tonight I will make us something special to eat. What sounds good? Well, I forgot that I had this puff pastry. And that neighbor gave us some apricots. And I have a killer recipe for puff pastry and apricots with, I don't know, it's like peach jam or fig jam or something. Something. And this is going to sound weird. Please have an open mind. I think on some of them, I'll put just a tiny bit of minced basil or basil. And on another, again, please, no snap judgments here, a little bit of goat cheese. Come on, goat cheese goes amazingly with fig jam. You'll try a bite, right? Will you try a bite if I serve it to you off my nipples? Excuse me. Oh, October. I love October, but October does not make my lungs very happy. So I'm going to sound a little bit like this for much of October. October. Probably my favorite month of the year, but not my body's favorite month. Nope. What's your favorite month? Are you okay now? Are you all recovered? Kiss me one more time. Fine, I will release you. Release you into your day and me into mine. We'll both go do our thing and you want to meet back here a little later?
I'm such a dork.
Okay. No more cackling. Only ladylike, delicate little giggles.
Or not.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's go do our thing. Have a wonderful day.